You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. This is episode 103. Breaking the hustle myth, doing less, impacting more. Hey y'all, welcome back to Fearless Inc. I'm your host, Arshalita. This is episode 103, and we are still in our fall reset series. If you've been following along, you already know we've been on a mission to end the year grounded, aligned, and writing from a place of power instead of pressure. Oh my goodness, how necessary, okay? We started by reclaiming our voice. Then we built habits that stick. Today, we're talking about something that every writer I know wrestles with, and that is hustle culture. Because somewhere along the way, busy, right? Being busy became the new badge of honor. Somehow that became, you know, if you were busy, then you were really doing something. But honestly, it's keeping too many of us disconnected from our best work. But before we get into that, let's step into the inkwell. The inkwell, you guys, is three stories that are stirring the culture this week, particularly our culture, writers and creatives. The first thing is the Black Author Expo. Okay, in Sweetland, Maryland. I know where that is. I've never been there, but I used to know people that lived there. This is a free in-person event. So that means if you live in the Maryland, DC area, you have access to get to this expo. I would encourage you to go. It invites over 40 regional Black authors across numerous genres. There will be book signings, mini workshops, storytelling, and even a marketplace. I will put the link to this in the show notes, but if you are in the area, please go. This is a moment of visibility and community for Black writers and something that we don't get a lot of. It reminds us that the ecosystem isn't just national, but it's local, vibrant, and accessible. So in these particular cities that have Black author expos like this, it's to claim your space on the ground. It's to show up, to connect, to network. And if you're in the area, this happens on Saturday, November 1st, which is this coming Saturday. So if you're in the area, please go. The next thing is a writing workshop for Black, Indigenous, people of color, adoptees. This is on Sunday, November 2nd, and this is a virtual event. I'll also put the information in the show notes for this one. But this is a virtual two-day workshop, and it's led by award-winning writer, Dr. Catherine Garland, okay? It focuses on storytelling, boundaries, voice, and connection. So, like I said, a two-part virtual workshop about blogging with vulnerability, honoring your boundaries, and creating connection. So, you're going to have guided prompts, and Dr. Garland will show you how storytelling can be a powerful tool for healing, connection, and claiming your voice. And when you leave this two-day workshop, you'll be ready to publish your own blog and submit to an organization's blog. Use your story to create connections with the fellow adoptees in the workshop. So, registration is currently open, and space is limited. But I will put this information in the show notes so that you can check out the website yourself. The last thing is a Reader's Appreciation event going on from November 5th to November 8th. This event celebrates Black authors and Black books by bringing together readers and authors for book signings, author showcases, and community engagement. So this is a reminder that the reader-writer loop matters, okay? So as writers, our readers are just as important. You know, what we write, we want them to read. It's not just about writing the book, but it's about the community that reads it, the visibility it gets, the support that it needs. So for you as a writer of color, knowing events like this means you're part of a culture. It lifts your voice up and you're not by yourself. So these events remind us, continue to remind us, that Black writers are redefining what success looks like. It's not about hustling harder. It's about building smarter, building slower, and still building strong. How do we do that? We live in a world that celebrates constant motion. So post more, produce faster, publish sooner. But creativity doesn't work like that. It doesn't thrive under pressure. Creativity blooms under presence. So today I want to walk through four ways to stop hustling and start creating with intention. We've been talking about being intentional the last two episodes, and we're going to continue to talk about being intentional because we don't want to run ourselves thin. We want to grow, but not overdo it. The first thing is to redefine productivity. I used to think productivity meant long hours and word count goals. We touched on that last week. But I realized that real productivity is progress that aligns with my purpose. So ask yourself, does this project move me closer to what I want, or does it just keep me busy? When I slowed down and focused on the stories, the poems, the work that actually mattered to me, my writing went deeper. Doing less didn't make me less of a writer. It made me a more honest writer, if that makes sense. Redefine what productivity means to you. It doesn't have to look like anyone else and what their journey looks like. The second thing is learn to say no. Okay? Every yes costs you something. Remember that. Every yes costs you something, whether it's time, whether it's focus, whether it's peace. When you say no to what distracts you from your writing identity, that includes, you know, projects that pay but drain you, people who love your art but don't respect your time. Okay, let me say that again. It includes projects that pay you but drain you, and people who love your art but don't respect your time. I used to be the one to say yes out of fear of missing out, fear of not being seen, fear of not being heard. Now I protect my no like it's sacred, because it is. My creativity can't grow in crowded soil, and that's just the way it is. It's okay to say no, and you need to learn how to say no and mean it and feel good about it. The third thing is find your enough. You don't have to match anyone's output. Set your own measure of success. Maybe your enough is one book a year or one poem a month. You don't have to keep up with someone who puts out 3 to 4 books a year. That's what they are doing. That is their enough. That is what they're capable of. That is their journey. That may not be yours, but whatever yours is, own it. I stopped comparing myself to writers who do that. I have writer friends who put out several books every year, and I think that that's wonderful and it's great, but my pace has its own power. The right readers will meet me there. I don't have a pace of putting out more than one book a year. The next step is prioritizing peace over pressure. Now, I want you to hear this and hear this well. Your quiet time is not wasted time. And when you go for a walk, when you read, when you think, when you dream, all of that counts as part of the creative process. Don't think because you're taking a rest, taking a break, dreaming about your goals, reading, going for a walk, just sitting, staring into space, that you're wasting time or that you're not being creative. You are. It's part of the creative process. Some of my strongest ideas come when I'm away from the page. Sometimes I'm washing dishes, sometimes I'm cooking, sometimes I'm walking or just breathing. The work is still working, even when I'm not physically writing, when I'm not typing. Listen, if hustle has been your default mode, here's your reset question for the week. What would my writing look like if I led with peace instead of pressure? Let that question sit with you, because sometimes doing less is exactly what makes your words mean more. That's it for today's episode, Breaking the Hustle Myth. If this spoke to your spirit, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the Fearless Inc. podcast. Send this episode to a writer friend who needs the reminder that slowing down doesn't mean falling behind. Next week, we'll talk about the courage to pivot when it's time to switch gears. It's an honest conversation about change, growth, and trusting your next chapter. Until then, keep dreaming. And keep showing up for yourself on the page. Take care.